Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Bike Wednesday. Hope everyone is having a good, nice, pleasant evening to get things going. We're not going to prolong. As always, we open up the lines here. If anybody got any upcoming events or something you want to talk about, we actually give it an opportunity now to play in it. So I see one line that's already open, so I guess we won't prolong and we'll open up this line. 7569. The line is open.
All right, I ain't doing nothing but listening, Chris.
Okay, what's going on?
Hey, man, about this man.
All right. Yeah. Indeed. I know we shouldn't have no quiet line tonight with all the events coming up.
Nah, it shouldn't be. It should be quiet tonight.
Yeah. Definitely know we shouldn't. We got another caller here. 5320. 5320, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Dominique.
All right, move on down. We got
1948. What's up,
Chris? What's going
on,
man?
I can't call it, man. Was everything good tonight?
Oh yeah, everything's good tonight, man. Should be exciting, I must say.
Was that a little dusty I just heard?
What was that?
Is that a little dusty I just heard on there?
No, he been on and off earlier, I think, talking with her, but other than that, I hadn't heard too much from him.
I thought that was him just clicked in just now.
Oh, it didn't sound like him.
No, you talking about me. No, I ain't that.
Oh, okay, my fault, man.
All right. We got 0311.
There you go,
Charles.
There you go. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, guys?
Today is numbing down, ain't it, Chris? For milk, man.
Yeah, two more. What is it? Two more weeks?
Pretty much.
We were trying
to get Feed to lock in for this weekend, but he wouldn't go.
Oh, he wouldn't. Your wish,
no,
Macy.
He wouldn't go.
Katrina Campbell's on the phone, man.
Man, we try to get Katrina. I talked to Steve himself. Steve's supposed to call me back. I'm going to book a flight.
Oh, okay.
What's y'all trying to go? What's y'all trying to
go? Yeah,
we're
trying to see if
we
have a scenario for that.
Mr.
Professor Eugene.
I'll go
around.
What
you saying
in
the fuck still?
I said y'all trying to go to Maryland. That's what you trying to do?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Nah, I don't see.
He
ain't never called us back.
No, we ended up calling him back again. He wouldn't do nothing.
Yeah, he wasn't going to Maryland.
So you ready to go out the gate run? Are you ready to strike far?
We could have went out the back gate to the 8. We were going wherever C wanted to go down there. We trying to lock in with.
Well, we can go on lock in for the pepper phrase. I know he wasn't going to Maryland. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
His phone is far away.
Huh? What's up? What's up, Shorty?
Yeah, we better get here. What's going on?
That's Mark, man.
All right, what's going on, Mark?
I can't call it, man. Getting everything ready to see you tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah. Did you get in contact with the guy?
Yep. Here I go.
Here I go.
Yep.
Okay. So he's coming on, huh?
Yeah. He we're gonna meet him there Friday. And y'all gonna shake down Friday.
Okay. Well, you already know what's going to happen to him.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going to be hooked on phonics.
Because we got the panic button now, baby.
Oh, yeah. I want to see him catch me now. Yeah, I want to see him catch me now.
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to say that. I was not going to tell okay to say that about myself. Man, I ain't got no business coming back up there.
Yeah, you were starting lonely out there.
Man, I had a whole hand full of trees in my hand. I had a whole hand full of trees. Begging.
That's right. We get to pay. We get to get him back this weekend.
Yeah.
Look, we got another caller here, guys. 11:53. Your line is open. 11:53. Your line is open.
All right.
Hey, Chris, somebody told me Killzone had committed suicide or something, man.
Or
he was on suicide watch.
Oh, man. No,
I ain't heard that. He said, look at him. They said he couldn't talk to Sean or Ryan, so he went on suicide watch.
I hadn't heard that one.
His old lady
had to
put a
spoon
in his mouth, man.
Keep
from trying to
plot
his tongue out there.
Yeah. I
want to
know what the hell CC's been.
What happened
now? What the hell CC's been? He been quiet as a church mouse, too.
Oh, you know he couldn't get out of track. You know he wasn't coming on that line.
We got another caller here, man. 8328. 8328, man, your line is open.
Did I hear Killzone?
No.
Yeah, I did. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Who looking for?
Me. Why y'all standing around? Man, why y'all talking about me, man? Goddamn me, man. What? I ain't doing nowhere, man.
Did I hear him say something about Killzone? Ain't nothing wrong with it.
We were
coming to the rock, but it got rained out.
Killzone was on suicide watch.
Oh, shit.
All his blood light.
Believe it. And you know damn well we're going to do your thing, man.
It's too early for you to be drunk off them blood lights now.
Hey, you remember what you always tell me, too.
Uh-huh.
You remember you had ants in your pants because you wanted Sam Cooke so bad. You still want him?
Yeah.
Okay, check it out. Is Sam Cooke going to be in Maryland?
No, but...
We can't get to these. So,
that's the only time we can run the damn world?
Oh, no, we probably catch you in Memphis. We'll catch you in Memphis, too.
Huh? Ryan,
you come to Maryland?
Huh?
Yeah, we ain't coming to Maryland.
We'll be in Memphis.
Well, that's what it is. And then you know what? Y'all get here early. Get here Friday so we can probably, you know, Memphis and May going on. I'll take y'all on down on Bill Street. We'll have a good motherfucking time down there.
You can't do that because he need to be at least 50%, man, by Saturday. I ain't gonna let you do that, man.
I'm gonna try to be 50%.
I just want to show you guys.
Hey, John, so you tell me you coming to Maryland?
Yeah, I'm coming to Maryland.
Oh, well, shit might change then.
You coming, Alex?
You need to change then.
You coming, Alex?
I'm going. I'm going to call Jeff as soon as I get off the damn phone. He got some shit to do though, man. Real talk.
Duffy said he was coming.
Duffy
said he was coming.
So we gonna have a fight there, Alex, and we'll run
you
with no problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, I already heard about the other bike you're supposed to be riding. Please come. Please set your black ass on it so we can cook your ass. It don't matter what color you is,
you
motherfucker,
know,
when that kid
know,
gonna color your
what,
ass and white.
You know what? All I can tell you, bring your barbecue grill and your charcoal so you can start trying to cook. I'm on my way
to
Maryland
right now.
Oh, shit.
He ain't lying.
Shit.
I'm on the highway right now.
That damn Bonneville ain't got no damn air conditioning on it.
Man, I'm in an 18-wheeler. I'm in an 18-wheeler.
Oh, boy.
That motherfucker ain't on no way to nothing.
Shit.
We're going to see.
Get on, hey, shout
I wasn't
in.
Even
get
going,
on
but
hey,
now I got
hey,
this shot,
hey, shout out. Get on that air horn, goddamn. Get on that air horn.
You don't
want to
hear it, but you know what I do?
No.
If he shows down cook off the trailer, I take the brake with my pro street bike. I got a street
what?
Guy. I take the brake off the trailer. Off the trailer, I take the brake for the outlaw bike. See how funny
they're
gonna be.
Man, I don't disrespect them like this, y'all.
Well, guess what? Oh, you talking about that shit you did with CJ Bike? I wish the hell you would try that shit with Ric Flair. We beat your goddamn earlobes off, you stupid son of a bitch. You can bet your ass on that, bitch. We gonna make sure you leave. Watch you shift the sack again beat, and smack upside the damn head, we go past you. Please try that shit. Please try.
Hey, Alex, I got a question
hey,
for
look,
Ryan.
And make sure
record,
Ryan
man.
Be there.
Just for the record,
hey,
you
here,
said
Ryan,
that
to...
you tried to get the Katrina cancer race this weekend and they backed out. I was waiting for Sean to finish. I was saying, you just for the record, you said that you tried to race the Katrina bike this weekend, but they backed out.
He said,
hey,
what's
going on?
We called him, he said, hey, been to the track yet to test. And he said
okay.
He didn't want to come down there in front
ain't
of everybody.
Ain't no way in the
kick.
Motherfucking hell they need to test for you, Ron.
I'm
no,
you know what, my part. My
there's no way in the hell C's is.
Hey, you show me what to say, boy. God damn it, boy.
Man, I told you.
Huh.
Shy had a better chance of putting your bike up and running the damn street type bike. I can bet you that. That slow motherfucker.
And did you hear me, Alex, what I just told you? I got a pro street bike, I got a street guy on it. I take the brake from your fam cook with your slick off the trailer.
Well, why you need something? You got a pro street bike. Put a slick on it, bitch.
I got a
slick guy. Put a slick on it.
I can't run no slick in the class.
Oh, you can't?
No, you said you can't run no slick in the class.
You said you. Hey, what got what? Hey, you don't want to do nothing, John. You want
to
ask.
Hey, how you going to kill me? I'm trying to race you.
No, you ain't. You sitting over there trying to play games. You're trying to hold gas and all that bullshit.
No, I can't do that. I ain't
going to
play no game with you. I promise you, if I don't pull off within 5 seconds, you win the race. If you think I'm going to play games. If I don't pull off within 5 seconds, you win the race.
Why don't you get a bike? And the same bike you've been running your damn mouth about and sit beside his head up. You know that damn dude
what,
with all them nimbles
what,
behind his pocket.
I tell you what.
Yeah, tell
if
me what. Tell me.
If you show up in Maryland, I'm going to find a bike with a stick on it like yours and run your head up.
You ain't going to find shit to do nothing with.
How you going to not going to tell me what I can't find? If you show up in
Maryland. All you got to do
oh,
is show
I already
up.
Know what bike you going to run to. That's cool. We cool?
Yeah.
I don't know. I told the boys got other shit going on, man.
You ain't that drunk.
Hey, I might come up there and look.
You ain't that drunk. Why don't you send Billy Mays up there? Let me barbecue him.
You want to do what with Billy Mays?
I'm going to whoop him, beat him to death. That's what I'm going to do with it. Beat him to death.
When?
This weekend. Stand over there this weekend.
We'll do a Muddy Tim at your home track so they can laugh at your dumb, washed-up ass.
Okay,
you Dollar General dish rag.
No, yeah, you know it.
BM
I'm
gonna be there.
BM
gonna be there.
2014, I ain't doing all that arguing talking.
I want to
well,
you
just
doing
that with a nigga. I'm not wrestling with a nigga. That's a drunk head there.
Oh, that what it is?
Yeah, exactly what
well,
it is.
Well, guess what? I ain't asking nothing. All you need to do, and the motherfucker who just co-signed, I hope it's Ryan, the one to start
yeah,
off with
me.
A pot. Hey, you know what you are? You a motherfucking
fool. I tell you what you can
when
do better than
come
that,
on
don't worry about
line,
what I am. Because whatever I am, you
but
can't have
it. But by the
time
it go
down,
what
you doing,
got
you
just like
set up down there this weekend, and y'all can get y'all issue down there. Now, tell
well,
me, all you got to do is tell me that you got the same offer that Steve, you know, man. And since Steve couldn't make it, you act like you, man.
About
y'all
about
step up to the plate. And I go book me a flight right now. As a matter of fact, I'll pull that two-seater out of there and street down through the mountain.
A street down?
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's what I said. I'm going to be on street
you ain't
going
to do a damn thing on street down. Nothing. So you gonna let all the hair out of your ass. Ain't neither one of your bikes gonna do a damn thing. Hey John, you take that Pro Street bike and you throw some balls and you run like a man.
Okay, I tell you.
And we gotta run you with another street car bike. That's cool too.
Okay, well for a street car, you can put a street car on anything y'all got in that state up there. And you got a rate.
Okay.
You put a street down anything y'all got in that state. The whole state.
We don't do nothing but head up, dog. So,
come
hey, we got a bike coming out with a street tie. It'll be out in a little while.
Head up and get out here.
Well, hey, until then, just stick a beer in your mouth. And can.
I got that motherfucker in there now. It's a bomb.
Ryan, right. So I'm sure you're gonna have a whole call out list here for a long run. We got another call.
Hey, Ryan ain't gonna run no damn bike.
Hey, Chris, mention of
him.
I told you this year, 2014, I ain't respecting nobody.
Yeah,
I'm running over the top of him. You know what? Listen, when I called out name, I called out, last week I called out every name that I'm gonna get. But it's some that I'm gonna get with vengeance. See,
I hope it's me. Cause I feel like you were the easiest race we ever won. Ever. But I wish your damn pop would have stayed like you came out with.
You heard what?
Viagra left your system.
You heard what?
They come
now?
On back down to reality.
You heard what? Your
went up in your stomach.
You heard what?
And you lost them zeros. You decimal changing motherfucker.
Say I lost some zeros.
Yeah.
When did I lose some zeros?
When we ran. Where the pot started from and what it ended up being.
Y'all didn't run for nothing. The little bit of puck on.
That wasn't our fault. We tried to run you again.
I tried to run y'all for way more money. Everybody scared.
See, you got more money than that when he kicked our ass.
Hey, them couple dollars didn't hurt me.
Well, why you didn't give us a couple of dollars a couple more times?
Well,
your ass
because
got
I know my bike. I know my bike wasn't right. Wasn't me being stupid like you.
We're going to
see. You drunk?
Yeah, we just trying to pass in a caller here. Sorry for the inconvenience.
That's all he got. You know what? A drunk always do make a decent son or child, though.
Hey, damn me. He the future. Hey, I'm going to be what I am.
You got to do it as a son.
Hey,
somebody got in trouble. Yes, they did. So we got one more caller here, guys. We got 6937. 6937, your line is open.
It's all county big. Brad,
don't have a fight.
6937, your line open.
Brad, don't have a motorcycle. Huh? Brad, don't have a motorcycle.
We got plenty. It's plenty for a motorcycle, don't we?
Uh-oh.
We got money. Uh-oh.
Ryan, don't even have a bike ready, man. Oh, so Ryan out here pulling down tickets out of his ass like he always does.
Oh, you got, okay. So
exactly.
And
Mr. Barnaville over there, co-signing. Exactly.
Hey, I ain't just got one motorcycle. I got a few of them. So any of you worry about me, and like Shawty said, what that about it? When you got some money, it takes money to stay in this game here, boss.
Well, we even have a bank ball for the Memphis race, man.
He must have got something in his mind for something, because I can't.
You don't have a motorcycle, Ryan.
Why are you trying to disguise your voice? God damn it.
Man,
he's burping
in
Canada.
That's me burping you down, old ass mouth.
Hey, Sean, you know Joe Blow?
You ain't going to do nothing. But don't worry about that motorcycle.
I don't
know
you have a motorcycle.
Hey, we'll be there in a little while.
A motorcycle.
Man, I got the question that I was going to ask before I got too far into the show. I was listening to a cockroach race radio show, and the topic that they asked was that, do you think that non-bike races are causing races not to happen?
That's right. Hell yeah, because they selling fake numbers. Everybody in the game, 12 and 9, they running faster than what they running. And that
will
stop.
You know what? I shouldn't have said non-bike racers, non-bike owners or whatever, slash racers. You know,
yeah, they raced nobody in 4 years.
It really don't matter, Chris. I mean, what's calling racing not to happen? It's motherfuckers that don't want to race, but want to act like they want to race, Ryan.
Right. Well, why is it that I always
that
try
is,
to
that
race
is.
Where I go? You know what I'm saying? I tell you what, Dean. I'm just gonna chill out, and I ain't gonna even talk to y'all. I'm just gonna talk to you. Like he just said, the question what he said was, do people like you, Alex? That's really races don't happen, and people don't good.
You damn lying. I'm the main one.
One thing about me, every time I go around me, they know there's gonna be some gambling going on, and a motherfucker got a chance of winning some money or losing some. So them the type of people I really like. Them the type of people I really want to be around anyway. If you had 15 of me, it'd be some girls racing going on all the time.
It'd be some girls racing going on. That's why I told the boys. I don't know why they get so offended. You the biggest
right.
fucker out there.
So
I want to whoop your ass every time I see
you. So, you know what?
But you
pay.
No chance.
I wish they made a bigger sucker like me. That way you can get fooled.
We're going to see.
Yeah, Ryan, I got another question to ask you, man. If you get up there, man, and get your first victory, are you going to put the cape around you, man?
No. Was that question for me or was it for Alex?
I'm going to let you listen.
Hey, Chris, it's so many I'm in line. You know what I'm saying? All of them, as soon as my bike cool off, they can come right back around.
I can promise you that.
Chris, you've been knowing me for a long time. And if I tell you it's going to happen right or wrong.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to go on say, when he's up there beating up the bucks,
move,
he didn't go on. He gave every race they wanted. Hey, he did. He did that Rockham now. He lined up every time they came back over there. I ain't saying he gonna go home now. He ain't no win and go home. I'm gonna tell you that.
I'm going on for listen. One thing about me, you have to keep beating me up, or I'm gonna keep beating you. It's gonna be one out of two gonna happen.
Hey, Ryan, the game needs more fools like you.
I'm smart enough to know when I got enough.
Yeah, that's not the first ad woman.
I don't know about that. One thing about it is, boy, I see one thing, boy.
I'm gonna always respect the fact that your ass will run, cause
you
that's
no
bull job. Hey, win or lose, the fuck will run now. He is a gambler.
Well,
that's one thing you can't take from him.
Well, we've got two more callers here. We actually got 2433. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris? This is Marvin.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I just want to know, I got an email from House. The doctor, he said CC and Killzone is in his office. So y'all won't hear from them. Y'all won't hear from them until around July. I'm just saying. I can transfer you the email if you want me to. You think I'm lying?
Hey,
he was always straight. How said he really got medication for CC? And you saying that CC is in the office too?
Man, CC got his apron on with the butt out.
So you tell me you're riding a Harley cap.
Hold on.
Boy, that motherfucker rough.
Wow.
Right, I know
Harley caps. Oh, man.
Katrina Kemp on here tonight, man. I think we got 9.
Man, Eugene got to be on here.
Take me out, Chris.
Okay.
He's in it on
there. And we also have
Eugene better not get on there.
4757, man. Your line is open.
Eugene better not get on there.
Eugene got to be on here.
Eugene better not get on there.
He better not open his mouth.
Yeah, we have. Let's see, we have 4757. When your line is open.
All that whooping he was doing.
Look at him. I call C twice. I call C with that Monday shot Sunday night when we got off the line. Well, I mean, dog, that Wednesday when we got off the line.
Yep,
I think he said he's gonna call. He said gonna call me. He went outside the club. We talked. He started shaking in his pants.
Yep.
Shit.
What?
What? Listen, I'm telling you, man. He said, I got to make a phone call. And he's going to call me back and let me know. He ain't call me back. I said, Sean, I need to know something so I can go on and book me a flight. And he said, he ended up calling him back. He said, well, I don't think I'm going to make it to Maryland. I ain't made a pass on my bike.
That's all right.
Boom. I said, well,
we're
ready to lock in.
Last time, the boy told me, Rico told me, they done got pretty good at golf because wasn't nobody racing.
That's not what
that was Rico told me.
That's the same thing Tiger Woods told me.
Hey, Ryan, you got Rico number? Call him, motherfucker. Call Rico. He on here.
How do you see Rico on the golf course then?
Look at him. Me and Tyler Wood was out there playing a little nine ball last week. Tyler Wood was down here in Tunica.
Hey, Rico said he done got right now.
Man, let me see.
Here,
we got two more calls.
Rico,
here. Let me get Katrina Kemp on the phone here.
You know that already on this mission. You know, now you know.
Eugene better not be no old ass faggot.
That's what he is.
We got two more.
we got two more callers on here, guys. So hopefully, one second. We got 5559. Is the line open?
What's going on, Chris? I'm just listening, y'all.
Oh,
okay.
Closed out, Chris.
All right. And we also have 4521. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris? I'm listening.
All right. We got 8310. Your line is open.
Shot coin.
What's up, 8310. Your line is open, huh?
Jeez.
8310. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, that's a lot lower.
All
right. Hey, look. Hey, Chris. You from down Mississippi? Call the motherfucker. Call Eugene.
Man, I'm just at words of shock here now, man, that Ryan said he'd have called these people out.
And, yeah,
hey,
Chris. I want to see,
hey, Chris,
I want to see Eugene.
Hey, Chris, I would not.
Eugene,
you know,
faithfully on here.
If I hadn't done this here, Chris, I wouldn't get on here and say that I've done this, man.
Oh,
I'm
now,
telling
Ryan ain't going to lie.
And when, listen,
but
and
I
want to
see Eugene.
Listen, and when C get on there, or if he on there, he'll tell you that I call him.
Hey, Chris, I'm shocked like you, Chris. I'm shocked. I'm so shocked.
Man,
shocked,
we got to
go
to Facebook with them.
Yeah.
Ain't
man,
no one in hell
who
did Fest 2013 scare somebody, man. There's no way. If I ain't broke my back up in 5 years, Ryan wouldn't care about
it. Eugene,
hey, man,
if you are.
Hold on one minute. Listen, I want to run out and shine something. They're my good friends. They asked me would I lock in with Kingpin in Maryland. Kingpin is down there in Maryland. He in Virginia. Lee Buster is in Mississippi. And they said he ran
the same place goddamn Kingpin really is.
Huh? What happened now? Hello?
Kingpin from Mississippi, too.
Well, you know all the songs and bass are from Mississippi now.
Hey, hold on 1 minute. Let me tell you something. If it was a skill, I would be a fella. Now, I tell you what you can do. Hold on, let me tell you what you can do.
I thought Kingpin was the father of Dream Team. You think that he's
group? He's from Mississippi, but his mic ain't in Mississippi right now.
He's from all the way in Maryland, but I'm 20 hours away from there. Now I ain't catching my bike, and I ain't gonna catch it in front of you, clown. So whatever, hold on, though. See, did I call you? Yeah, you called me. Did I tell you? Hold on, 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 hold on,
me. You called me Friday night. You called me last Wednesday.
Right. And I told you to let me know so I can book me a fight. Ain't that what I said?
Yeah, if I work in with Kingpin, you'll book your fight. I said, well, I'm not giving you a chance to book no fight because I ain't made no fans on my fight. And when I went around the weekend,
bring all what they got to me. And it ain't no secret.
Hold up. And what did I tell you?
You told me that you would. And I told you, listen, if I'm testing my bike this weekend, if it hadn't rained, I'd be in there.
Check on Cousin Cut again. You say he was in the office there?
No. House called me. I'm sorry. House sent me an email. You know the hospital. You know the guy on the TV. House. The doctor.
Right. Yeah. The one with the
tank. He sent me an email and told me that CC and Killzone is in his office.
Wow.
Hey,
why y'all laughing?
Wow.
You're going to tear Ryan's ass up.
Hey, look here. Hey, he said, hey, Ryan.
Hey, there you get on them nuts and get on them nuts, you motherfucker.
He said, Killzone got us a knick-knack,
too. Hey, you been laughing, entertaining.
He said,
make that phone call, Ryan.
Get the back out.
Hey, Ryan, you and Shine with y'all loud ass mouth, make that call. Please leave it alone. Get on the damn call.
Guys,
we're trying to put y'all on.
We got some more callers here, man. So I think we got a head custom.
Here it is.
Let me see here.
Yeah. Who you got, Eddie Kane on there?
Yeah, boy. We had, let me see. Yeah, we got 8182. Is your line is open?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Man, I can't call. I'm sitting here tripping. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I really can't believe what I'm hearing.
That's easy.
The kids don't got on Mic Mac
Cheese.
I can't believe.
What the Mic Mac Cheese do? What he got on?
Two different kinds of tennis shoes.
He got on a
penny loafer.
Hey,
you say the hell you want to say. Run your damn money to the track.
Hey, he got a penny
loafer
and a Nike on.
Hey, Sean, how you say that and all you do is like a damn retard at an ice skating rink? What the fuck, you got
a
penny loafer on the ice skating?
He got on a penny loafer and a Nike, man.
Hey, Sean, you got two tails on that ice cream ring. I mean, you know.
Big
riders
and big riders. Manana. Look, we got another caller here, too, guys. We got 850. Get nothing on that one. What about 1153? 1153, your line is open.
What about Alex down
1-800
Alcoholics?
That's what I do. I'm good.
They don't even have a motorcycle, man.
Who don't have a motorcycle?
Shining Ryan.
You don't know what we got.
Hey, let me tell you something, homie.
They got Bart. They
got a
Bonneville.
Hey, John, don't nobody need to buy no bike because you ain't never in your motherfucking life owned
a
bike.
It wasn't none of me.
Man, nobody give a damn about no damn Ryan. Shit. I told you, y'all two stupid ass motherfuckers, the easiest piece of money motherfuckers.
I'm so glad.
Man, hey, I told you we were going to run you with the damn fucking street bike. Cause I said, you ain't even going to get off the line, you stupid motherfucker. I thought you was dancing Cinderella. You had your dress
hold
on.
Hold on one second, guys. We got some more callers on here. We got
Addict ain't
talking
about that
thing.
We got 4521. Your line is open.
Oh, appreciate it. Well, these clowns out here is killing me.
That's going Rico.
I don't think that's Rico there.
Chris. I'm hearing that they sending somebody else out to do another man's job.
Uh-oh.
You mad?
Talk about that money now, Ryan.
You
motherfucking chocolate ass boat.
You mad about that,
nigga?
Hey, I'm glad about it.
Enough money to make you move out that apartment you stay in.
That right. and enough money to make somebody get out that shotgun house, too.
Uh-oh.
I'd rather stay in one of them shotgun houses than live in an apartment.
Man,
hey,
shoot
straight to the bank.
Man, we're talking about Sean Bonneville.
Who's
you motherfucking, hey, I told you about them little carbon fiber ass earrings. Ain't nobody got 25 racks
hey,
to check in their pocket and no goddamn dual ass goddamn earrings.
Hey,
no offense,
like, so I know you ain't got no car.
For me. I'm catching
you
know,
all these motherfuckers doing to come to Memphis. That's what I want. I was trying to check and be a comedian. If you a comedian, you go try to get on
Def
a comedian show or something.
Hey, what that man said? Is y'all coming to Memphis?
I ain't think about that man. Man, that man can go to you know where. I ain't think about that man. That man
can't
come to
that man. That man can't outrun me. That man don't want to wreck me.
You ain't got money.
If your word mean Shine and Ryan got on here, dick off, and then get mad
hey,
with somebody else, dick off.
Hey,
if that was your damn words, you found them.
Who mad?
Is that your words, Chris?
I'm saying, who mad?
No, everybody want to know, why in the hell, when did you turn buck?
You can't beat them, join them.
50-50. Hey, look. Take your damn gold teeth out, nigga. You know the ones you put in
hey, Alex,
and put some braces
like
on and a fucking collar shirt. That's what you do. That's what the hell you is now.
Hey,
that's what you is now.
Your motherfucker better go to that T-90.
Super clowns.
That's
ignorant.
That's
hey.
I mean, that's straight. That's just like a black motherfucker going to a Klan meeting. It ain't hard. Mississippi.
Let me see if I can find a custom cut on here. Let me see if I can find a custom cut on here. Custom cut, if you on here, man, press one on the phone.
I can't believe y'all dick hopping ass motherfuckers. You're rich.
Wow.
That's what the rich people do. They say, okay, I can't beat you. I'm going to buy something.
Hey, man. There you go.
But instead of that, hey, they beat the goddamn. I'm going to the next trail. Hey, you better believe. See, he told my ass out the frame.
What?
There's no way in the hell you been on that ragged motherfucker.
2015.
That bike coming out.
You could
no,
not
no,
have called
no,
me
no,
with no,
no
shit
you
like
never,
that.
Never.
He would have bought a damn his moped and ring. Johnny got a pretty fast car.
Hey,
but if y'all had them plans, Why didn't y'all call that man 3 weeks ago? Why was he gone the week of? Because that fucker would have went to the railroad track.
3 weeks ago,
there
was ice on the ground. 3 weeks ago, there
was
ice on the ground.
Ice on the hill? It wasn't no damn 2 weeks up here. It's
three
been a month since you changed, fool.
3 weeks ago.
Well, why you ain't calling 3 weeks? Then
you
could have had some
time. You said 3 weeks, didn't you?
Well, no,
he could have had some time.
No, Borrow.
R&B.
Hey, you take your home with the
thing.
It means a lot.
Your home ain't got to be a man.
I'm my own man and my own boss. I tell it when it take off and when it stop and when it crank up.
Yeah.
Oh, then when somebody else tell you what to do.
Like,
I mean, you know, and you know,
it's a lot of haters out there, and they said the same thing.
Hold on, let me ask you a question right quick.
Go ahead.
You got something locked in? You got something locked in already?
I told everybody this year, we ain't locking in nothing this year. I mean, that's what y'all want to hear.
Hold on now.
Y'all been talking all night, and I waited my turn. Okay, this is the thing. It's been a whole hour talking. Ain't no races been locked in. So why didn't you?
Wow.
Have
you
just
said you ain't locking in races, so why does it matter for you to just bring that up?
Well, why did it matter for you to ask me that question? So don't ask no stupid questions.
You
don't ask no stupid questions. I guarantee you this right here. I will do a race before you do a race.
No, I guarantee you that. We're going to do one together. I'm doing one May the 10th in Memphis. So I guess you're going to do one
okay.
up there.
Yeah.
We're going to do it together.
We'll wait on that. Hey, you came on the line tonight asking about me. Ask all the questions you want to. I'm on the line now.
That's what you locked in for a race, that's all. And you said Am I
going to a race? Yeah. I mean, last week Chris asked for a whole 2 hours who was going to Rockingham. Didn't nobody say nothing?
They said it was too much rain.
Nobody didn't know it was going to rain last Wednesday before the race. Now, did they, Chris?
When that rain showing in the forecast, Chris?
Maybe you need to put the weather bugs on your phone, then you'll be able to see it.
Maybe I need to do that.
But you gotta have technology now. Can't use them flip phones.
Just on the serious tip,
install the weather bugs. Just go in your app store and do that, and it'll show you.
I do that. So I mean, you judge on whether you're gonna go to Memphis on Wednesday and see what happens. On a Wednesday and see what happened before the race. Yeah. Y'all ask stupid questions.
Wednesday
tonight. I mean, judge what you're going to do for the weekend on a Wednesday and see what happens. Man, y'all see them and see the weatherman, whatever.
Man, it's just good to hear your voice tonight, because my man came on here and said that you in the back of the room.
You was on the couch.
No, man. I mean, I'm doing big things down this way, man. I got a lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of stuff going on, man. You know, Grudge Talk Radio on Wednesday. Grudge Talk Radio on Wednesday is not my life on Wednesday. I mean, I have a whole lot of stuff that go on, you know.
It ain't my life either. Just when I sit down, this therapy for me, you know, the phone laughing and joking, this therapy. This ain't nothing but talking.
It's laughing and joking. Okay, all right.
How you know?
They showed his pass. He went 890.
You're right. I went 890. And the dummy who just said that won't line up beside me doing an 890.
He's running 9-0s and 8-90s consistent. You're right.
And you know what? I should have took a page out of Steve's book. You know, that's the same reason why Steve don't want to come up this weekend and do no shaking down, because y'all will look at a motor pass and swear it's a grudge pass with nobody beside it.
You know what happened if you shake down up there. They you know where to leak out.
Yeah. No. You know what? No, don't say that, because they said when I said that about Memphis, I'm hating. Do not say that. Because they're going to swear you hating on the track. No, don't say that. But, see, I never again will I come to an event and try to test. Never again. Because y'all pot-belly pigs will sit here on Wednesday and talk about something y'all don't know nothing about. You know, you know, y'all now one, the little guy that's on here doing all the talking, will not, on my worst day, you won't line up beside me. So you can sit there and do that talking. Hey, and I'm going to tell you something, Chris and everybody that's listening, if you don't see smoke come out the nose of Caesar, it's all motor, baby. And everybody on here that ever saw me run know what I'm talking about. If you don't see the smoke come out his nose, it's all motor.
Light it up, then.
You don't want to see the smoke if you got the same building. The other building, he's going to have smoke coming out.
Ain't nobody talking about that. I can have Kentucky Fried Chicken building my motorcycle, and it don't matter.
Light your bike up. I said line your bike up. You said anybody line up. I said I line up.
Oh, they said they'll line up.
Come to Union and line it up. I'm not coming to Memphis.
Come to Maryland.
I got to work.
Union must be an eighth of a mile track. Is that an eighth of a mile track?
It's a quarter. We can get in with our crazy. We can get in with a crazy eight bike.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing.
You, is it me and you on the phone?
No.
We got other people.
Hold
on, I'm on
private. Hold on, I'm on private.
Huh?
All right, look, we got another caller here for a second while this one. We got 9005. Your line is open. 9005, your line is open. All right.
Yeah, Chris, a lot of guys on here tonight talking that crazy talk, man. But I mean, if y'all trying to raise me and y'all want to raise me, I mean, come on, ain't nobody ready. It's been a whole year, ain't nobody did no grudge racing because of weather or either somebody ain't ready, somebody ain't tested. I mean, so don't get on here and talk like you're a big dog when you see rain. Don't talk like you're a big dog. I mean, come on.
I don't understand why they're trying to race you. Cause they know you ain't ready. So why waste the energy and time talking about it?
Well, see, that's the funny thing about it. Ever since this radio station been on and I've been on here, everybody say I ain't ready. But talk to the guys who got their head cut off by me when I wasn't ready. Now talk to them.
No, I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this year.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who don't want to race this year? Who don't want to race this year? Y'all talk about Kingpin. Ain't nobody won no race. Ain't nobody raced nobody. So what y'all talking about? Ryan Shine? No.
You missed what I said. I said, I don't know why they wasting energy trying to race you, and you ain't ready, and they ain't ready neither. So you missed the whole point.
Hold on now. I will say this now. You're asking me, am I ready? I stay ready. Is Caesar ready?
Nope.
Well, that may be another subject right there. But we all testing, man. We all testing. I'm pretty sure everybody on here.
And that's my point.
You know, but all these guys sitting on here talking about, oh, we want to race right now this weekend. Man, come on, man. Y'all ain't ready. Come on, Shine done won their first grudge race by fooling Bebe, which that was a race. You know, but they won. I mean, I would have wanted my money too. I mean, they won. But somebody won.
Somebody fooling Bebe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we call it. I mean,
that was a professional.
I mean, you know, hey, I gave him his props. I mean, they won the race. I mean, I would have wanted my money too. But hey, I mean,
what's
he didn't even go down
the
track.
What's pulling the baby? I ain't never heard that before.
I mean, that's his name. That's what I know him by. I don't know his legal name. I know him by Baby.
Eldridge.
Oh, that's the guy name.
I mean,
Eldridge.
Hey, look. I don't know his real name. I know his last name.
Eldred. Eldred.
Yeah, Eldred.
All right.
Yeah. But everybody from Georgia know his name that we call him at the track in his baby.
So they pulled the wood over his head.
No, they just, I mean, they stayed within the rules. I mean, you know, everybody know down this way in the
hold
south.
Hold on. What's the rules at the track? I didn't know those rules at the track.
No, I didn't say. I said they stayed within the rules of giving somebody a hit. They stayed within the rules. You know, they didn't move the motorcycle. They didn't move the motorcycle, and he moved before they did. So it's a law. I mean, that's
true. Hey, Chris, why you keep muting us, man?
Man, I had some other guys to come on in for a second. We had to pause him off.
Exactly.
Like, if you ain't
you
nobody.
You don't, look at you don't cut no chips. I won't go with you, Chris.
That's why. Wow. Ain't no chips. He just bust them out.
Wow. Hey, Chris.
Put a pacifier in your mouth, you big baby. Go get a pacifier.
He got off the phone.
He cut both of them off, you know?
Come on. All right, so either play Union or either Memphis, we're going to have some racing results on that Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody coming to Memphis, Tennessee, May 10th. We are asking all the big names. Come on, all the big names going to be there.
Put your button on now.
Like Ray J say, the ugly people at the parking lot. That's other states, so they're gonna be it.
Yeah, the big names. The big names gonna be in Memphis. The little guys gonna be in Union. The little guys.
So where you gonna be? Where you gonna be at, CC?
I'm gonna be where the big guys at. I'm gonna be in Union.
In Union.
I thought you'd come to Memphis
so we can kick it.
Hey, one thing about it, can't nobody tell me where to take my motorcycle at. Can't nobody tell
no,
me.
He said, I asked you a simple question. I didn't tell you where to take your shit to. I asked you a simple question.
Well, one thing about it, you're not allowed to ask me no question. You're not allowed to ask me nothing. That's the thing. Only the host allowed me to allow me to ask.
Real doing you a favor because you ain't nobody.
No, you ain't
anyway.
Look, you ain't got to do me no favor because you probably don't even own no motorcycle to race me with.
Ryan,
you know, he just, if this is Ryan, all he do is just own the motorcycle. That's it. That's it. I mean, we going to meet each other.
Look,
I don't know. I mean, I only hear voices on here, so it ain't like I know who's talking. I mean, but I'm pretty sure before the end of the year, we're going to meet each other. You just make it
No, I'm just saying the last time we talked, you said that you're going to be in Memphis. So now you're going to change your mind.
The last time we talked, I got on Facebook. Then they banned.
I don't be on Facebook. I don't do Facebook.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you what I learned from it about. Brian banned me from Memphis. So what it looked like me taking that long trip, getting to the gate, and they come up there flicks and talking about don't come in here. No, they can have it.
They
ain't paying
you for coming in.
Hold on.
Let's go and clear this up. Now, CC. We done been through that part there about you being banned. And the man, and I sent you the text message. The man sent me and said you were not banned. I mean, you just don't want to come. That's on you.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But until he get on what he put it out at, say, you know what? Because you're not banned. No, if you put it out on Facebook, And you know what? You coming on here saying you're a hater. You're a hater.
Hey, Cuckoo, man, why you want somebody to entertain this? Go on here and get to the next person. Man, I'm going to tell you like this. Man, man up, man.
Fred, he ain't like you.
Quit acting like
he
a shit. Hey, man,
why
look.
Y'all entertaining him? The guys
that's on here talking about I ain't this and I ain't this and that. You know, you the same guy that came on here last week talking about Shine and this and that. Man, you ain't no big dog. You ain't no big dog. You ain't nobody. You ain't nobody.
Hey, kid,
you was
a big dog, you wouldn't
want to
be like him.
You ain't nobody. You just come on here talking, man. I ain't scared of the big bad wolf. I ain't scared of the big bad wolf, because there's a lot on that run down here with us, too.
Man, ain't nobody. Go get a free check, too, and do a burnout and go down the track, an eighth of a mile track, and do a burnout and just say, hey,
I don't hey, you know what?
See,
y'all can see what you want to. Hey, you can say what you want to. Say what you want to. Hey, say what you want to. But half of y'all going to be on here the week after the race talking about why'd y'all lose this one, why'd y'all lose that one. I'm going to be on here talking about how many heads I done beat in. Because it's a joke.
You know what?
They race. That's why they're going to be saying that. Because they race.
Yeah.
Saying, I got paid.
Hey, wait,
hold on.
Do anybody get a gold medal after the year is over with? Do anybody get a gold medal? Huh?
Yep.
Who?
Yep.
They might get one.
Man,
shut
up. Man,
Custom Cut needs to sell his bike, man.
Why don't you do this, man? Why don't you go buy you one?
The gold medal stand for coward of the year.
Who are you?
The coward of the year.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I like that.
And half of y'all on here won't even sit next to me on no bike yourself. I ain't talking about no high rider. I'm talking about yourself. Won't sit next to me. But
you can't ride nothing but a bike with training wheels.
Yeah, you're right. I can't ride nothing but training wheels. You're right. Well, that ain't gonna make me come to Memphis. And like I say, I'm going to Union. Then I'll be in Bauhaus after that.
Have fun.
You gonna say nobody gonna sit next to you on a bike? All you gonna do is take goddamn pictures of a goddamn motherfucker sitting next to you. You ain't gonna run no damn bike.
You know what? You need to calm down. Your blood pressure is extremely too high right now. Extremely too high. You need to calm down, man. You probably got a mouthful of snuff with bad breath. Calm down, okay? Calm down. Man,
Cuscut, we already know Merc the first prime page. You come on up there, so go on up there for the little $300. Do a burnout, go down the track, and have a good time.
Actually, we got a race planned, so I was told planned for a flat stick motorcycle they bringing. But, you know, hey, I'm going to wait till I get up there, and I'm going to do it. I guess there's going to be a lot of videos after that weekend. But I know this right here. All the racing ain't going to get done in Memphis.
Well,
I'm going to
tell you what.
But it's
going to
be
all
fun.
All I can tell you is this. Don't be making no phone calls trying to find out what's going on down in Memphis now.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. More people call me during the day than I call them. And you can believe that. You can believe that. More people call Custom Cuts than Custom Cuts call them. So I don't never call to find out nothing about nobody's race. I don't call about no times or nothing. I can tell this.
Don't be calling for no update now.
No, ain't none of skills on. I don't call about no updates. I don't post nothing about no updates or nothing.
Well, CC, I got one. I want what's your preview on Kingpin and Katrina?
Well, I've been in this thing a long time. You know, no matter how long y'all been knowing me, but I got to go with the bike that's been out there and been dialed in the longest. I got to go with Katrina. And you know what? I never seen anybody, let alone go down the track with anybody.
So I'm going with somebody that's bona fide and certified. I'm going with Ali, baby. I'm going with Katrina. I'm going with Katrina. I mean, man, look, Buck don't scare me. I know a lot of people suck up to him because they ain't got no other choice. But I'm going with Katrina.
Say that again. I'm going
with Katrina.
Hey,
I'm going
with Ryan still on here? Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, Ryan. Yeah, what's up, Brian? What's up? I'm glad you putting that money over there. You're dead right, can't nobody tell you why the best good. So I'm so glad you putting your money over there with Buck Mills.
Yeah.
Because when you get to the track, when we get ready to do that run, you ain't got to worry about how much you want to get down with. Whatever you want to get down with, bring it on.
Hey, listen.
This is what I'm going to tell you. Whatever you want to get it down, just bring it on down there to us.
I'll show who it is so that way I know who to look for.
Oh, Lord.
Because we definitely ain't broke, and see, damn sure ain't broke. So however
this, he must be broke. He can't ask who is it, he can't say who it is. He must be broke.
Man, you know who I am.
He know who that voice is. That's exactly. I don't know right now.
Somebody stop promising on that, man.
I ain't got no reason to lie.
Okay, well, see, you want to say Eugene. That's Eugene talking.
Okay.
He ain't got nothing else, Eugene. You ain't got nothing else. He understands. Hey, okay. Hey, well, you know, I'm gonna come find you now. Okay. I'll watch you. He ain't hard to find. I don't know that he ain't gonna say no more now, boss. No, I tell you, he ain't got nothing else. It ain't gonna be hard to find at all. Yeah, yeah. They said, 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 they said I bet you this broke one ain't going to run from you.
Yeah. See, you're all right with me. See, as long as I can get my game on, I'm cool. All that extra stuff, I don't care nothing about.
Can I ask a question? Is this race supposed to take place during the day or during the nighttime? I mean, if y'all can answer that, I mean, it's simple.
Do it matter?
Why does it matter?
You're
not going to be
able
to take place.
Let me ask it for you. You going to Union City. You don't need to worry about what's going on in Memphis.
Okay, well, you could have kept that. You know what? You could have kept that to yourself.
That's what you told me. You ain't going to be worrying about what's going on down there, so don't ask when it's going down.
Hey, I was just asking because I was going to make a friendly little wager that I do a grudge race before that grudge race.
Hey, cuz, this seed, I can tell you this. Listen to this real good. It comes from horse and mouth. So you want to say you got a second hand. Man, when I get to the track, and the track look like it's working, I'm going to shake my bike down, and after that, I'm ready to race. I ain't sitting around all night long. I don't do that. When I shake my bike down, and when it cool down, they can bring it on. It ain't going to be no all night. I ain't playing, because I really want to run two or three people. I got to run Metal Militia and Cocaine if they there. So I ain't playing around. You know, I can't play around.
Good,
you know, nobody can get together and pull a scrawl and find out who's
going to
be
safe.
Like I told them the other week, they can pull a
scrawl,
and I don't care which one.
Grace
is lying. Man.
I had you told
him all that information. You shouldn't, man, you talk to me.
I know, man. I've been trying to shut him up.
Why you put your hand over his mouth?
Listen, I was trying to mute him, man.
Much.
I couldn't even mute him.
Damn, man, he talked too much.
So what you telling me?
Why you think I keep him in the closet? Well, don't you see why I keep him in the closet, man?
Yeah,
so,
I see. Because he's so, got a bag on him.
I got a question for you. This is my cousin. I got a question.
See, look at, see what I said? He got 100 questions.
No, no, hey, I got, hey, I just got, I got, I, no, I got one simple question. See, if Buck come up to you, time you get to the track and say, I want to race off the truck, would you do it?
We're not running off the truck.
Yeah,
if
I mean, would you run off the truck?
If the track working out, well, it looks like the track working out.
Question answer.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. I mean, that's all I want to know. That's all, you know. Because, I mean, the way he's talking on the Internet, like, he can't be beat. Like, they can't nobody beat him. Like, you know, he stays tested every day. He's tested.
Hello?
See,
you
clear
there,
come
back.
Who phone
went out?
See, that's
my phone.
You out of
there?
Huh?
Y'all
hear
me? I can
hear you, Peewee.
Yeah,
we can. Somebody's phone was
flooding out. I'm on Verizon, the S5, so I know my line ain't going.
Can you all hear me?
Can we sit?
I mean,
yeah, I'm on him.
All right, we got some static coming. Let me see if I can find the static.
Well, it's not custom cut, so I'm on that brand new Samsung S5 Verizon.
We ain't ask you what you was on this phone.
Wow. That's crazy, man. I mean, y'all told me to step up. I stepped up my phone game.
Come on, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, my friend. I can hear you real clear. I'm on that brand new S5 Samsung for Verizon.
You done went to Walmart and bought you a phone.
No, I guarantee you, I can screenshot and all now.
Man,
and you mean tell me you don't? And it didn't come with the weather bug on it? All them S5s, them Galaxies come with weather. So
look,
you get the weather.
Look, I had a fan trying to ask me a question. Go ahead, fan, you're on. Come back.
Yeah, I hope I can see you running in Union City. I'm coming to Union City just to see you run. And I'm going to be able to see a race from you?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this right here. I talked to Roger, and Roger promised me there's going to be a flat slick there to run me. So no matter what's going on in Memphis, the place to be is No Mercy, Motorcycle Grudge.
Mute him, Chris.
I'm
mute him. Mute him, Chris.
I want to go to No Mercy person, but if you're not going to run nobody, I'd rather go to Memphis to see that big race up there. The big fans going to be in Memphis too now.
Wait, hold on. You know who you're talking to. You're talking to Custom Cut. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm willing to put $100 that I will run somebody with Caesar. I will
hold
run
on,
somebody.
Hold on, hold on. I listened. I listened exactly what you just said. You said, Roger said, we'll be a flag sneaker to race you. So, if Lord forbid, by any chance, if somebody be that flag sneaker, you see how it look.
Oh, no, actually, I already talked to somebody else. I may have to give somebody something, but it will be a race for
okay.
Now.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking to somebody else. Hey,
man,
so look. I got to admit, boy, you quick. I got to give you quick to the draw.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell y'all something, fellas. I know where I'm going. I know I'm going to race. I ain't got no time. I'm going to have to take off a half a day of work. No, a day and a half of work. I'm not going up there to play around. I'm going up there to run somebody. I'm going up there to run somebody, but I'm gonna tell y'all this right here. Let's just say if the weather ain't acting right in Memphis, who everybody gonna be looking on the Internet to find out who's doing what?
We already did 85 degrees.
So you already know what the weather gonna be. Man, come on, man. Come on, I don't know.
I don't know where you get your weather report from.
Customer said I always got all them damn excuses. They do it every other thing about the weather. Man, shut up, man. I'm sitting here.
Wait, hold on. me being a man and you sounding like a man, you shut up.
Because I just had an email to come in over the system, man. I was like, man, look, this anonymous person said they would pay your way to come to Memphis to race.
Let me answer that now. When I took that person up, when I took Brian Moss up on that deal, he screenshot it and act like I was begging him.
No,
this
is not Brian saying that. This is a racer. He wants a guaranteed race with you if you come to Memphis. So take Brian out
the
equation.
Who is the racer?
Chris, I got a text message to ask him if they pay his way to Memphis, will he come?
You know what? My room and my fuel, I'll come to Memphis, and we can lock in. Give me who said that.
Oh, here we go again.
No. Chris, you know what? I'll call you after the show go off. If that person for real about it, yeah, I'll come to Memphis.
You don't think nobody's going to pay your room and the board to come to Memphis, and you ain't going to race the person that paid for it. Let's not start hating. Let's not start growing hate in y'all. Listen, the same man say if they pay your room and your pass to come to Memphis, will you run now?
Hold on. Let me ask you something. How you expect for me to answer that, and I don't even know how the person is?
You just jumped and answered, they pay your room and board, you was coming.
Sure did.
Who is the person? Wait, Chris, hold on now. I resent that remark, talking about I'm a jerk. Now, I take a lot of name calling.
Hey,
you know.
CC, don't entertain that. That ain't nothing. You're passing the conversation, though. Don't entertain that.
No, but, you know, Chris.
Eugene, he's trying to get off your conversation, Eugene. Don't let him get off.
Can't nobody. One thing about me, can't nobody suck me into doing nothing. Just because you throw a bone out there don't mean nothing.
If you want to take that, my ain't saying him. They pay your room and board and your fuel to get there. Will you run them?
Okay, I'm going to tell you like this right here. If it's Buck, I want what he promised me. If it's Buck, I want that one to break he promised me. If anybody else out there, I run them head up. But Buck, if I come out there, it's going to be one to break.
It wasn't Buck. So take Buck and Brian out the equation. It's not them.
Okay, well, I mean, you know.
I wish y'all would keep Custom Cut off this phone, man. I wish you'll go
brush your teeth and gargle and go to bed. Okay? That's what you need to do.
Hey, Custom Cut, this is Steve, man. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I answer every question you ask me, I want to ask you.
Now, all
right. Hey, listen. I know Buck. Now, listen to this. Me and Buck been racing each other for a while. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If Buck said that he going to give you one to break, he's supposed to do it. Now, that's what. Now, if I tell you I'm going to give you one to break, I do. Now, I feel it in my heart. If Buck said he give you one to break, he's going to do it. Y'all say it wasn't going to be for that much money, I feel like Buck going to hold up to it at the end of the bargain.
I thought everything was cashed out, that we weren't going to bet that amount of money, that big amount of money. And I said, cool. But then he let his friends get on the internet and persuade him to say something else and back
y'all
him
still,
out of the deal.
Y'all still hashing over steel milk. Oh, that's over
sponsored
content. Y'all still want to do that race. I guarantee you turn around and say, okay, you're going to do that race.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Well, you know what, Chris? All you got to do when this show is over, you call my phone. I will be your call my phone, and whoever's talking about paying my way, it don't matter to me, man. I'm going whoever show me love, man. Whoever show me love, I'm coming to race.
First of all,
the people who throwing salt out there need to hush because y'all know if my way get paid to come up there and I raise, y'all gonna be clowns.
You
already
gotta look at it like this. Okay, your way to get paid. How you know all the rest of them ways don't want to get paid? You don't want to pay your way.
I wouldn't pay your way to the dog fighting on the cat gonna win, man.
And that's the reason why that's the reason why you rolling over by yourself tonight and looking at some sheep by yourself, okay?
I just got the contract over the phone here. The deal is that if this individual, pay your way to come back to the track, that you will give him a race.
Okay. Now, are you going to call me after the show,
Paul? Chris, he added room and board. Dude just said pay the way to the track. So y'all can get that straight now.
Oh, yeah, we'll get all that straight. But the problem is that if the man gets you up there, will you race him? That's it.
Hell no.
Can I answer the question?
Don't nobody want to hear that bullshit.
Watch his moonwalk right out of it.
Okay, Chris.
Hold on, hater. You shut up.
Let me answer this. Chris,
all I want you to do, Chris,
is call me when the show go off and we'll answer that. I don't like talking business in front of a bunch of ignorant people. Some are ignorant people on here. You know, you got one that's talking about.
Chris, he's going down to Union City. He's going to try to run somebody with a street tie. That's what he's going to do.
I know a little bit.
You don't know shit. You kind of like game, boy.
Only thing you know custom cut is what you don't know, and that ain't shit, boy.
Yeah. Hey, I be your boy. I'm going to tell y'all this right here. I remember voices. Do not try to come up and shake my hand after I drag book. Do not try to come up and shake my hand. I don't care what I drag him at. Do not try to come up and shake my hand.
Be honest with you. I hope both of you lose.
Hey, you hope both of us lose.
That's what I see. Yeah.
You know what? You're a true nappy-headed hater. You know that? You're a true nappy-headed hater.
No. He ain't gonna race nobody. Man, custom cut. He ain't gonna race
nobody. Look, guys, we got two more callers here, so let's see what these kids got to say. We got 677, and your line is open. And we got another number, 1111, your line is open. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, y'all listening in there? I'm about to race, man. Y'all listening in there? Don't mess with him. Let me answer. Answer about the race. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you,
but he ain't saying that. Leave him alone, man.
All right, because you got the man who want to race him, man. So it's.
If they gonna pay my way to come up there, yeah, I race him. What he gonna be on that? The bad apple, the green apple, the rotten apple, what?
Whatever, I'm gonna be on my bike, the red bike.
Your red bike, okay.
It don't matter what name it is. I ain't trying to argue. We gonna race him and pay your way.
Get your gas money to get you there.
We got a guaranteed race now.
Hold on, Mike. Yo, what you saying is you getting my gas money and far when I get to that gate, I drive straight on through.
I'm gonna pay your way in. I'm gonna give you your gas money, but you gonna have to race. You gotta have a man.
No problem. Race.
Hey, for at least
But you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be no whole lot of money. It can be like, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, $25, or it can be $3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it could be what I told you I was going to run Geronimo for in Rockingham.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
You know, it can be one and a half.
What? I thought it was more than that. I thought it was like $3.50.
No. Ask Henry. He knows what we're talking about, man. He knows what we're talking about. I mean, come on, man. We just trying to raise
it. Let's do it for the $2 then.
Let's do it for one and a half, man. Save some room for something else, man. Save some room for something else. I mean, like you said, we just trying to raise.
Moonwalker, Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
Man,
let's just do it for the $2.
No, we gonna do one point five.
After all that, I'm only gonna come out with the 1.5. If I do it the other way, I'm only gonna come out with a set.
I mean, look, my plans is if everything go down and we have you out,
just so you can show up to show Brian and them do a run,
Mike.
Huh?
Hey, for real, man, it's all this interference there. Man, Chris, just call us, and all three of us will get on the line, and we'll talk about it, because I don't even want to talk about it. There's so much negative stuff going on, man. I don't even want to talk about it.
We
talk
about the negative stuff. We can talk. For the dollar sign, I like to do it for the $2. If I do it for the $15, I ain't gonna make no money. I'm gonna go blow that in the club.
I mean, I can't help what you're going to do after the race. I'm just saying what I'm going to do
bring
it
you,
for.
I ain't bring you over there behind FedEx. No. Let you court it with me.
No, you ain't got to bring me nowhere. You ain't got all I want to do is race.
I ain't no man.
You
know, I ain't going to do that. Just come on and party with me. I thought, you know what I'm saying? Let's do it for the $2. That's it. And I'll pay.
Look, Mike, let's do it for one and a half. If we're going to do it, you pay my fuel to come up there, and we'll do it. Let's do it one and a half, man. We all That's good bragging rights money, and nobody, you know, we can all laugh and joke after it, man. Let's just do it like that.
We're going to laugh and joke regardless if we did it I thought
he at least raised for a quarter, Mike.
Man, look, man, shut up. Ain't nobody talking. It was me and Mike talking. Me and Mike talking. Shut up.
Let me think on that 15 cent. I got to figure out how much fuel you going to burn, see how much I'm going to come out with if we do it. I at least like to come out with like $15 in my pocket still, because I know you got that brand new King ranch ain't gonna burn that much deep.
Hey, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing guaranteed, so you may be losing that 15. So look at it like that now.
$2, man. At least.
No, you can't say $2. Hey, your boy's supposed to be coming too, huh, CC? Man,
he's
supposed to have a race locked in.
Hey, last time I talked to you about him,
me and him, talk like men. We got our stuff straight.
Okay.
He gonna do it for that. You at least made to do it for that.
You supposed to be faster than him.
Well, yeah, that's the magic word. It's supposed to be.
He's going down the track. But we gonna wrap. I'm gonna go ahead on and get off. I just wanted to let you know, I think on the 15 cent. I mean, I like to do it for at least the two, so I can at least have $15 to go play with that night.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, just think about it. I mean, I hope you didn't put your foot in your mouth by saying you'll pay this and pay that, but just think about it and let Chris know, and Chris get in contact with me.
I already told you. I mean, I really don't want to do it for the 15. I want to do it for the 2, or like you told him. It was like $3.50 you told him. We ought to be able to do that race for the $3.50 with his bike, too.
Now, Mike, I can do this for you now. You know, Dano having his race down here in June, the same race y'all came to back off.
I'm coming, but that's going to be round two. That's going to be the second race.
That's going to be our second race. But, Mike, that's what I'm saying. Now, if you do the first race for the 15, it's got to go back for at least two when y'all come down this way, or at least 2.5.
And you can ride any one of them bikes y'all got, or the red one or Geronimo.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, we'll just see. We'll talk off this show, man. I don't like talking like that.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
I just said the title. You told me it's cool. All right,
y'all can go ahead and get back on.
Hey, custom cut.
If you pay my room, if you pay for my gas, and give me one in the break, we can do it for that 15.
Hey, I tell you what, I pay your way to go to bed right now. Now shut up.
Hey, and I got a street top bike.
Hey, I'm gonna pay you $100 to go to bed right now, and shut up.
Hey, if you pay my gas, I got a street top bike. Give me one to break, and I'll try for that 15.
Man, they won't cut and cut real bad. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
So it's
I got guys up in Union.
I got guys up in Union that want to see me. I got Michael Phillips that want to raise me up in Memphis. I mean, come on, man. I feel like I'm Puff Daddy.
I
want to
race you too.
You know, all you want to do is just be funny.
No,
all
I'm not.
We
can lock that up.
You got a PayPal account?
I don't know you.
You got a PayPal account?
Y'all got a PayPal account. You got a
PayPal
account? Huh? I don't know you.
You'll know me.
I don't know you.
You send me my money, and I send you the lockup money.
Hold on. So I'm going to send you lock-in money, and you're going to send me your lock-in money. Well, who's going to hold the money?
Chris.
Man, you know what? Go to sleep, man. I know you should. Man, look here, man. Go drink a bottle of NyQuil and go to sleep. Hey, man.
You
don't
even want to race.
Stupid, man. You talking real stupid.
I tell you what, dude. I tell you what. If you come, we can do it. Can we do that race then? If you come.
Come where?
To Memphis.
To Memphis. I thought you said y'all want to be in
Union. You got amnesia. What's wrong with you?
Look, the only person I was talking about Memphis to was Mike. That's the only person I was talking about Memphis to.
What? Oh, Max,
don't even
go there. Race, though.
And if you talking about give me this, I ain't giving nobody nothing if I come anywhere. Ain't nobody going to Hey, y'all ain't going to pull a shine on me. Y'all ain't going to pull a shine on me.
No. I ain't with that hit or whatever you said, little dad or whatever you just said.
No, I ain't giving nobody nothing. I don't care what y'all
nothing.
I ain't giving nobody nothing.
Well, how the hell you expect somebody to give you something?
Because that's what they said. That's what
said.
I ain't never told nobody to give me anything.
They changed their mind then.
Yeah, that's their mind.
Y'all
sit up here all night asking.
You got a flat slick, and I got a street tie.
Well, I don't care nothing about that. Go buy you a slick.
I don't want no
sleep, man. You always begging, man. Stop begging.
Man, I got to. You too fast.
Man, y'all asked for me all night. I tried to stay quiet until I was 40.
Who is y'all?
Now y'all talking crazy.
I just asked for it. But
so,
it's a good old street guy.
So Chris, that was your number one stunner who you had. Hey, Chris, can you mute him? It sounds like he's using the bathroom.
Yeah. Let's see here. All right. Man, I hope this thing goes off, because this race needs to go on to happen. Get the mess over with.
I know it's
a race. What are you talking about, me and Mike?
Yeah, that race there. Well, you got two or three races down the line with them, man. You got the Bad Apple bike, and then you got Geronimo bike. Then you got Tackle Box. You got Brian bike. You got Book.
Moonwalk.
You just named four motorcycles that I ain't worried about.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Before Mike agreed to pay him that money, he said if he would show up, he'd run him with his stock bike. That's what Mike said last week. The short wheel base bike hits up.
I didn't listen.
If he asked for something or what.
I didn't listen last week. I had other stuff to do.
Oh, no, I just thought you said you heard us talking last week, so
I didn't hear y'all talking last week.
Okay.
You heard wrong.
You did say that, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, you heard wrong. You were listening to
wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to jump off the subject, but did you guys notice that it was a video out there this weekend of Johnny Cash fight coming out?
Yeah, that old big booty girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what that bike was.
That means nobody seen the bike, they just seen the girl.
That's it.
Look, the first thing he said, that big booty girl, he
ain't
think about the bike.
No, the bike
looked
good, too.
Look, we got another number here, man. 2877. Your line is open.
Hey! Yo!
Hey!
Yo! Did I hear twin? Was that twin I heard?
I don't know. Was it?
I was trying to see, man. That goddamn twin ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. Was that twin?
Yeah, that was,
I thought that was you.
Twin, you ain't going to do shit.
You show like.
Get to Memphis then. Get to Memphis and see.
Yeah, that was him.
I'm headed that way.
Muted.
Good. Stop cussing so much. Stop cussing so much.
I'm trying to fuck you up.
Okay, you can't get there fast enough.
What?
Man.
You can't get here fast enough.
Where you want me to meet you at then?
You meet me on the gate.
When?
Tonight.
Man, don't have me coming down there for nothing. You know how y'all do it. Don't have me come down there for nothing.
Man, I just got a message saying that chick that was on that bike was off of VH1 for the ones that didn't know.
Yeah, sure. She sure was.
Man, y'all ready to know y'all talking about VH1 on the show? What's up?
We're talking about everything. It's a talk show.
For the love of Flavor Flav.
I thought it was a grudge show.
Is there anything you want it to be? Grudge show and talk show.
I got a question. I don't know yet on that matter.
I know he's gonna be in
there. Hey, do y'all know Young Grudge? Y'all know Young Grudge?
Hey,
Chris.
Uh huh.
Is Rossi gonna come to
Mill? No.
Yo.
Thank you.
What you say, Chris?
I'm gonna have to check into that too and see. Saying them boys gonna probably be going somewhere where they're gonna be looking for some races there, so. Man, I can check on that.
I can answer that question. I'm 45 miles away from Jeremy Rossi. He ain't going nowhere. He going down to Valdosta. He ain't going nowhere. I guarantee you that.
They'd have been to Hattiesburg before, probably.
He's supposed to figure it out.
The only thing that the word
got to be is a call out is for Rob get a race locked in, I believe.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I always did want
to
race open.
Go ahead, see.
Call Rob,
he
coming to
Memphis.
I told y'all he ain't coming. Jeremy's scared of them kind of races.
Man, that man ain't scared of a couple of cups.
Yeah, okay.
He was in North Carolina.
And did he run anybody? Last time he ran somebody, ATP shook him down so hard he red lit. Come on now. Come on, let's get real about that. Let's don't hype these kind of boys up, man. That boy ain't running.
Cut.
What about?
Yo, go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, man, you got dudes in here to give up their wife or half their wife to get you down the track. And you tap dance. I done told you about that. Quit tap dance. If your machine ain't ready, stay at the house. If it is ready, hey, get out there and dance. Quit doing all that talking. You got people, I'm talking about wanting to get you a bologna sandwich and some bread to get to the track to run you over. You got more action in a little bit. And you can't kill nothing, ain't nothing going to die. So please get off the show. You got a good...
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you something, young man. First of all, this is a live radio show. You can't stop me from getting on this radio. You don't even race yourself. So man,
I'm telling you, don't call in here.
Don't call up here telling me what I need to do because this is my motorcycle, this is my mouth, this is my prerogative.
Go to Union City, Union County.
Man, come on, man. Ain't nobody no bullies on here.
This is the Super Bowl. This is the Super Bowl. And he's trying to make the team.
This is who?
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. And come on, man. Everybody on this line tonight ain't did no racing all year. So everybody on the same playing field right now. Ain't nobody on this line did no racing.
You said one thing. So you should have the courage to get that and race them since they dialed in. I ain't race nobody.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Okay. When I'm dialing in my motorcycle, people go up on the internet, y'all run with it.
I don't run with it.
But, you know,
it's some
the dream team can come out there and spend all year down the track, and y'all will say, man, that pass was
did you call him?
They did an excellent job. Man, y'all sucking up to the wrong guys. Y'all sucking up to them boys because y'all scared to tell them the truth. That's all. Y'all scared to tell them boys the truth. Don't come over here and bash me just because I was pissed.
I ain't about to bash you. You got your own
I'm bold.
But
I'm bold enough to test at a race. It don't matter to me. That's my motorcycle.
Right.
I don't go in private and test. But next time, I'm going to try that on for that. We ain't coming to no race and test. Next time y'all see me, we're going to be ready.
Y'all hit Hot Belly TJ out there and shine out there filming me. You got more steps. That's all I'm saying. You got more hustle and steps for you to come to a race and say you got fans or whatever you got. But you this is time to knock them balls down. You ain't doing nothing but doing a bunch of talking.
Wait, hold on. First of all, how many races have went on this year? The weather ain't even been right. The racing season is about to get started. Just sit back and just wait.
That's all you got to do. Yes, ma'am. So this is my question. Are you going to be in Memphis?
Nope.
Oh, without any steps, without Mike offering you anything, are you going to be in Memphis?
Nope. You asked the question, and I answered. No, I'm not coming. No boys told me not to come, but if Chris talking right,
who told you not to come to Memphis Custom Cut?
That's a public place, I thought.
Yeah, who told you not to come to Memphis?
No, that's out too. Wait, hold on. And I think Eugene can vouch for me. Everybody saw that on Facebook. You're not welcome. Don't you come. If you come, you're going to be thrown out. And all that. Come on, man. Who's going to drive 10 hours? Okay, well, I screen. You know what? I'm going to screenshot it and put it back on Facebook.
Who's going to throw you out, like? How they going to throw you out?
race,
that's
right.
His way of getting out of a race, and he ain't got out and ready to go. I understand.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Chris, hold on. Let's ask the host of the show. Chris, you mean to tell me you didn't see that on Facebook?
Nope.
Wait,
yeah, but we don't spark that deal up, man. This was the race with Mike.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
That's a done deal right there, man. That stuff there. Let that stuff go, man. We trying to focus on some racing, man.
Yeah, y'all don't hate us on the phone tonight, but don't nobody got
you
no more.
You want somebody to buy
your perm,
buy you some pantyhose, make sure you got some glue for your tracks for you to come to the track.
Because the reason he said that, because you talking about showing tickets and stuff, I guess he's trying to keep the van, all of those crazy talk away from the track. That's the only thing I think, that's why he said that.
Yeah, you're right. And hey, and you know what? I'm going to tell you this right here. I got a phone call about that, so it ain't like I'm the only one that thinks like that.
That man hosted a race, and you saying that he was showing tickets, that's going to make his race look bad, even if it's true or not true.
Man, look, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
Let me rebut on that.
But Memphis just not opened back up within, about the last 3 years? And they ain't had the last grudge race was here with Steve Buster and Brian. That was the last race. Ain't nobody time got out. That was the only grudge race been in Memphis over about 5 or 6 years, so we have a time to get out.
Well, you know,
that's a lot of stuff going out.
So we have a time get out. So where did it come from?
Well,
we got 20 more seconds left, man.
So I'm trying to figure out where they come from.
Well, Custer, I applaud you for your little hustle, but it just don't work. That dog don't work.
Custer, this is Steve, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something, bro. Listen to this. They ain't gonna have the clock on or nothing, and they gonna have security by your ticket booth. So all the grudge races, you won't get no time slip on them. You know what I'm saying? I raised them boys up there. I didn't have no problem. You know what I'm talking about? Time didn't get out real. You know I ain't gonna. You know everybody gonna say little shit about people. But them guys, that track up there been a good track since they opened it back up. You know, I don't know no foul stuff that happened at that track, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and
hey,
everybody,
see,
it's a lot
how
of,
long
it's
been
a lot of
y'all race the forward? How long has that been?
It's a lot of people on here that know I didn't make that up and know I received a phone
call.
I'm pretty sure.
Everybody knows you're here because everybody told me by name out there.
That's the only reason y'all don't know. I don't know by the name out there. I don't know by the name.
You can't know my name out.
You know what? I'm not even going to get into that because that's called.
I know you ain't.
And I don't do that.
Because you can't talk about name out.
Yeah, no, because you probably the main one that snitched, but I don't
more
snitch
please.
Like that because I know. Hey, you know what? I know I received a call, and I know what was told to me, and they just
talk about. Be quiet. Let's talk about something else. Talk about something else. You,
yeah,
we got 10 more seconds.
Chris, what's the best call I'm talking about, Chris?
Well, what we're gonna end up doing is when they get back straight, I'm hoping that another guy come along here and we get another one going on, because I said that besides the other ones over there in Memphis, we probably gonna have another one too going on out there, because it's gonna be a continuation. Cause I just can't see them all over there.
Appreciate you, Chris. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be the racing with you,
Chris.
Man.
No mercy, motorcycle grudge, man.
Stop, man.
Don't want to hear that.
Did you get my message? You should have been dead.
Oh.
Why don't you do it?
Hey, Chris. Roger won't pay you for promoting his race. But his promotion, 96 Custom Cut, not Custom Cut, got to do it for him.
Chris,
you know,
Custom Cut.
No charge for promotion fees.
we're gonna make you some money, Chris.
Good
job,
man. Okay.
That would definitely work.
All right, guys. Well, we getting one more week to the showdown, so I hope that. Well, let's see. We got one more caller we're gonna take before this. We shut this showdown since they just kicked in. 7216. Your line is open. All right, they didn't want anything. So with that being said, guys, we're going to end the show for tonight, but we will catch you back up next week and hope that we have everything in line and have some type of closure on this deal between Mike and Custom Cut Race if we can get this race to happen or not. So, all right, guys, you all have a good night.
Fade my way, I'll play.
Chris, nope.